Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out IssuesProgram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out IssuesProgram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hello, bastards and wenches, and welcome to the final episode of our Anime Boston 2017 interview special series. And before we begin, I want to give a very special thank you to Angie Mills and the entire staff over at Anime Boston. Each year, they put in a lot of hard work in order to put together a strong convention. And this year, they did it with flying colors. Practically everything ran nice and smoothly, and it resulted in one of the most fun Anime Bostons in recent memory. So thank you to everyone at AB for all that you do. And now, let's get on with this final interview special. On today's episode, we'll be chatting with Japanese rockers Okamotos. Some of you may be familiar with the work they've done on Naruto Shippuden, Gintama, and Dorarara. I, on the other hand, have been quite familiar with Okamotos since they first came to Boston on the South by Southwest Japan Night Tour back in 2010. My memory of that night is very foggy, as I was just recovering from the very first PAX East and was preparing for that year's Anime Boston, the first Boston Bash Brigade attended as press. I remember them being good that night, but other than that, everything else was a blur. Anyways, B3 was also joined by Anime Herald and Bunkan Network for this press panel, all of whom put together some fantastic questions. So, let's get things rolling with the final Anime Boston 2017 press interview featuring Okamotos.
I am from Boston Bass Brigade and the host of the J-pop and alternative podcast show No Borders, No Rapes.
Wow.
So, first of all, this is actually kind of my second time seeing you because 7 years ago, you played at the Japan Night Tour in Tichi the Bears in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
You saw that?
Yes.
Oh.
7年前のやつ見た。J-POPの曲の。So, how does playing here at the Heinz Convention Center compare to when you first played here in that very small club in Japan Night?
Well, the audience was different, first of all, because that time they were like just maybe just fans of liquor or something, you know? And this time it's more anime fans. So that was pretty different. So if I say some of my favorite animes on MC, they get like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
But the other part, I don't think there's much of difference than the little club or big place to people, you know. It's a big place, so that's the difference too, but
right.
And they all were really excited to us, and that made us really happy, and it was our honor to play in that big place this time.
Cool.
Boren, Pedro Suarez from Colectivo Unca, Unca Network for Latin America. Mm-hmm. My next question is about the world. It's the same. The band has some Colombian and South American fans. Mm-hmm. Your music video, Insane Man, mm-hmm. is one of the favorite and popular video clips, which even the band is tagged as Japanese Rolling Stones, especially all the members, for example, you, Joe, you are the Mick Jagger Japanese, and all the bands is considered about the Rolling Stones. Mm. So what is your secret or what is your special things to keep and play with all the goodbyes, the good stamina on the stage, and in each music video and concert? What is your special magic or special things to captivate fans in overseas? I thought, like me, for example, don't speak Japanese, only Spanish or Portuguese or language.
なんでしょうね。ルーズじゃないですか。音楽が好きで、いろんな音楽が好きで、ちゃんとなんだろうな、ルーツミュージックを大事にしてるからかもしれないですね。
Perhaps that's because we love music, we love diverse music, and we respect the roots.
Maybe that's the reason. And I run every morning or night, you know, so that keeps my energy, I think. And it's good to hear that, you know, I was like Japanese Mick Jagger. Sounds good.
Seth Byrne, Anime Herald. Apart from Mick Jagger, who are you guys rocking out to these days? What groups are you listening to?
最近何聴いてるかですね。
最近？
ミック・ジャガー以外何？
最近は
そうだね、Drake newest one
ね、言っても多分こっちの人も知らないと思うんですけど、ラームっていう RAHM、
あ、よかったね、
RA だったっけな、
RA、 RAHM、 He's from New York、
ニューヨークのテリブルレコーズ、
Terrible Record、
Ron from Terrible Records、 he's from New YorkMight be a bit obscure to almost everyone.
あとは
何だろう、
まあ別に
何聞いてる、
昔ので全然いいと思う。
あ、そうだ、
全然いい。最近何聞いてる、
最近
何だ、
Four Tops
最近だよね。
俺めっちゃ聞いてる。
え、何聞いてるって、
Four Tops、
Four Tops
のあの
レコード。
ああ、そうそう
そうですね。これ最近ネットドヒニー聞いてます。
ああ、ネットドヒニーってなんて言うんだ、メッドヒニー、メッ
ド AOR の人、
うん、 from the 70s、 メッ
ドドヒニー、ね、ドヒニーってどういう発音なんだろう。
I don't know how to pronunciation the name in real English, but
アメリカ来てからはベルベットアンダーグラ
ウンド、 he's listening to Velvet Underground because we have a recording at New York after this, so
それもあって、
kind of like that.
So, I know most bands talk about their inspirations. What I'd like to know from each and every one of you is which artist or band influenced their contribution to Okamoto's trademark style and sound, and not why, but how.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
でもその Stones と Who とっていう上げて。
うん、
なぜではなくて、
どうやって、
どうやって頑張って
コピー
with much effort、
どう答えるのか、
through imitation、
好きだからぐらいのことしかない。
We just loved them, I think. We copied them when we were 14, 15 years old. We only played Led Zeppelin and Cream and Beatles and also the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Rage Against the Machine and who else? Green Day. And we played them without any songs on it because everyone wanted to play instrument. That's where we started. And we still got that kind of, I don't know, spirit in our band. And we make original songs, so old and new, all mixed up.Is something that we want to do, maybe.
Do you know, or do you listen before any Latin American band or musician, if you also listen now, what would you like to know about Latin American music?
Latin American band を聞くかっていう。
Latin American さ、何？
でも
どこにどこが入るの？
後期めっちゃ聞くじゃん。
ブラジルとかは入るの
？Is Brazil?
Yeah, Brazil is American.
Oh, really? Oh. He loves all that music.
ブラジルの音楽、マルコスバリとか。
マルコスバリ。
カエタのベラベローサ。
カエタのベローサ。ヨーモサノバ。
いわゆる MPB って呼ばれる。
MPB。
ブラジリアンポピュラーミュージック。
ああ、ブラジリアンポピュラーミュージック。Yeah, yeah.
大好き。
He loves all the stuff, right?そうだね。
なんでアメリカのバンド
かバンドは何だ
ロスサイコスとかそうじゃん。
ロスサイコス。
ああ、いや。ああ、ロスサイコス、ペルー。
ペルー。
ペルー。
ああ、ペルーだ。
わあ、イサー、イサー、クラシックバンド、イサー、システィス。
And well, it's a real famous one, so I don't maybe have to say it, but Joan Gilberto and that Stan Getz did together, that album is my favorite, and Gypsy Kings is different, that's, isn't it, yeah? Maybe different.
That's for Spain.
Oh, that's Spain, Spain. Okay. okay, that's different.
So you guys are coming down to New York to, is that to produce a new album?
Yeah.
Are you going to be touring in America?
We would love to, but we don't have any, yote
around?
Plans.
It's not in our schedule yet.
Yeah. But it's our first time in having recording out of our country, so, and we always wanted to do once, so.Pretty excited.
Right, so, your 2015 album, Opera, had a very theatrical essence throughout the record, and I recall you were taking some influences from rock operas with the album single Dance With Me, Dance With You.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious to know, for those who aren't fluent in Japanese, if there is a story that goes with the music for Opera.
Yeah, we already have this novel for that album.And it's all in Japanese, so no translated in English. But it's a story about a boy who drinks too much and loses his keys and wallets and phones. And that's almost about me, but And it should be like Tommy. He can't speak, he can't see, he can't hear.If you lose your key and wallet and phone, it becomes like you can't hear and see. And,
you lose your identity, of course.
Right. In this era, you know. I thought that was pretty strange, so I made a song. I made a story like that. Wow. It's about a one day, one night, he starts drinking, and then he sleeps, and he woke up with nothing and kind of... gets into trouble.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
In the history of Okamoto's, what has been the most important show that you will never forget and why?
That's a hard one.
Again. 47都道府県ツアーじゃないですか。
ですかね。
一つというか、まあ、去年やったじゃん。
昨日のも結構強烈だったけど。
Well, yesterday was pretty much big impact for us. You know, it was really... And we did this whole... 何でしたっけ、全都道府県ツアーって。
National tour ですが、まあ、
National tour.
All prefecture
tour. All prefecture tour last year in Japan. We did that 47 places, every place in Japan. And...There were almost half places we never went before, but there were a lot of people waiting for us in there, and that was really nice for us. It was something that we can't forget, you know. So that whole tour was pretty much big for us. Yeah.
Following up on that tour, touring all 47 prefectures must be very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about some of the things that may have gone wrong, some of the hurdles you had to overcome on that tour?
なかった。We didn't really expect that kind of a trouble or something, but we were thinking something will happen. And you know, there's a few bands that break up by a long tour. I saw a lot of documentaries of that, you know. But it didn't happen to us, and that was pretty proud. Actually, we were saying on MC every night, we were saying maybe we will break up because of this tour, you know. Maybe it will be the last time to see us, but that didn't happen, and you know, that was something. We knew we could go more further, so it was good.
What can you tell me about the influence behind your most recent record, BLEP?
すごい、どこの辺だろうね。
あ、でもオペラで結構偏ったことやったから、新しいことやったみたいなところもあるんじゃない？
うんうんうん。We did almost everything we knew, like vintage kind of stuff at opera, the one before. So we wanted to do something more new, something more sounds like now. I think we had that kind of mind. And the black music and dance music kind of we felt that kind of wave is coming more than rock music, like loud guitar. So we and there's a lot of music that we love, and that kind of music, more kind of soft guitar and more rhythm.
Right.
So we wanted to try that. It's hard to say which, but
Talking Heads.
Ah, yes.
Maybe like a little bit new wavy sound. And what else? Neko is more like Dr. Dre for... we tried to be like Dr. Dre, I think. Kind of like that.
Cool.
Mm.
What plans do you have this year after Anime Austin?
What
is your plan? Plans after your show here at Anime Austin? Any tours, any new album?
We're going to have a recording in New York, and we only record like two, three songs, but we're making an album, and we're planning maybe August, I don't know, around summer. Mm. Around summer we'll put a new album on. And after that we'll have a Japan tour, tour in Japan.
Mm.
I think, and we would love to come back in U.S. or any place out of country again, but we still don't have any schedules, so we're waiting for that.
How did this New York recording come to pass? Was this something that you were pushing for, or did they reach out to you?
We were pushing. We really wanted to do that someday, and we thought this must be the chance, because Anime Boston called us, and we knew we were going U.S. And playing live in U.S. is pretty... we didn't really do that, like, 7 years ago was the last time, I think.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, so we played a lot of places in Asia, in London, in Australia, and stuff like that, but U.S. was... shasuburi, long time, so... We plan it to have a recording. And New York is a little bit special. I was born in New York, and my father's American, so I'm half Japanese, half American. And so it's not like a stranger's town, you know. It's a place that I grew up until I was 5 years old, so that's why I choose New York.
So a question I like to ask a lot of the musicians that I chatted in the past. This is a... It's a bit of a tricky one. We call it Three Album Island. And basically it is, if you find yourself stuck on a deserted island, which three albums would you like to have with you to keep you sane into your imminent rescue, and why?
あの、無人島に持ってくならどれっていう質問をみんなにしてる。で、最後だからちょっとこの質問としてって。With a band?
You can each have three if you'd like.
もしみんなで答えたかったらみんなでもいいし、もしその3枚で自分を正気保つためにどれ持ってく
あ3枚難しい。
で、あとなぜって3枚
3枚、
まあ、バンドででもいいけどね。いや、we'll answer together because
okay, okay. It'll go.
ナイアガラトライアングルは俺は入れたナイアガラトライアングルボリューム2は俺は入れた
いいよじゃあ。There's an album called Niagara Triangle Volume 2. Okay. And that's an album that Japanese guy called
each old.
So that do you know Tatsuro Yamashita?
In Japan. So.
Yeah, he's a famous musician.
Volume 2 は Tatsuro 入ってない。
入ってないけど。
それそうだ。
うん。
あ、そっか。
Okay, so there's a guy called Icho Taki, and he's the producer of that Niagara Triangle Volume 3.
Okay.
So it's a pink jacket of it, and we will put the first album will be that, and the second one.
なんですかね。
何。
浮かんだやつでいいんじゃない。コステロ。
ああ。
コステロだ。
何枚目？
セカンド。
ああ。
Elvis Costello。
Elvis Costello。The second one。
This year's model。
This year's model。
Awesome。
あれはマジ。
むずいな。
何ですかね。
むずいね。
ナゲッツ入れたいけどね。ナゲッツ。Do you know there's a compilation of all the 60s garage bands are in? It's from Rhino Records.
Okay.
It's called Nuggets. It's that's like.That's like a Bible for us. We all listen to it when we're a teenager. We copied a lot of songs, so maybe that three will be our.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you said it's possible to tell me each one in one word for the specific American fans. How could you describe yourself, Okamoto? One word.
一言で
言うと。
岡本と一言で言うとってことですか。
それぞれ、メンバー一人ずつ。
うん、一人ずつ。
一人ずつ。
うん、
一言で。
OK。
うん。
なんだろうね。
オタク。
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 ミュージックオタク。
ミュージックオタク。仲良し。仲良し。仲良しミュージックオタク。フレンドリーミュージックオタク。ミュージック変態。
手が青い
それだ。
I actually went to college out in Southern California. I'm very familiar with Rhino Records. I'm curious, how did you all become familiar with the California music scene?
California. Rhino is from California. Is that okay? Okay. え、なんでそれを好きになったか。
なんで知ってるんです
か。
オタクだから。
オタク。
We were keep digging. You know, we read a lot of old magazines and all. We went to CD shop a lot. It was before YouTube really became popular and there were no Apple Music at all. There was no iTunes. We.
コンピレーションをとにかく買うしかなかった。
all we had to do, I mean, all we could do was just buy CDs and share together. Then one day I think we found this compilation of every bands are in, and it was wonderful, like Shadows of Night and who else, Them, Small Faces, Litter,Knickerbockers and 13th floor elevators, right.
Wow.
Stuff like that are in.
Downliner sect.
The Downliner sect.
Chocolate Watch Band.
Chocolate Watch Band. I don't know, stuff like that. We all love them, so.
Your knowledge is incredible for history.
Alright, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, so let's give Okamoto a round of applause, please.
Thank you.